After dark in Tokyo, a city with some of the most vibrant and expensive nightlife in the world. Following several years of COVID-19 restrictions, the Japanese capital is bouncing back. But even if people are now taking more chances with their health, they're also watching their wallets.
We are a Peruvian restaurant, so many people come here because they cannot go abroad. So eating something that is a foreign food is kind of actually very popular now. But even if they come more in numbers, they are not consuming the way they used before.
Bruno Nakandaka's signature dish is ceviche, raw fish marinated in lime juice, a favorite among his customers. While domestic fish prices have remained relatively stable, limes imported from Mexico have doubled in cost. Although he's been holding off, that price hike will soon have to be passed on to diners. Japan, like many Western nations, has followed the lead of the United States in imposing economic sanctions on Russia for its war in Ukraine. Even projects such as the Sakhalin 2 natural gas joint venture, which it had refused to pull out of, are now under threat. Russia recently took over the development, and supplies which are essential to Japan could be cut.
Japan's made a real effort to get on to renewables, but even here they still rely on fossil fuels for 88% of their primary energy sources. Like everywhere else in the world, pump prices have increased between 5 and 10% in the last couple of months.
With years of pandemic restrictions expected to slow Chinese production, its neighbours could also suffer. But here Japan's prospects look rather better. As Asian supply chains reorganise, they're using Japanese technology to do so.
Obviously, Japan is being hurt by the incredible cost push inflation. Japan is a big importer of energy, is a very big importer of food. And as a result of that, you know, the purchasing power of the people, is under downward pressure. But Japan is different from the rest of the world because it's got a very functioning and very effective government.
Japan has been in mourning for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, assassinated a week ago. But his legacy of a strong, stable government and assertive fiscal policy could be the best defense the government has in the face of rising global inflation. Tony Chang, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.